In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
We will get to overnights momentarily. I have some thank yous still out, though, before we get there. Thank you to our one wonderful guest on this magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet on the brilliant BetQL network, Dave Damashek of the Extra Points Podcast Network and the Minus 3 Podcast. Be sure to check that out. And Dave is on Twitter at Damashek. Thanks to our great crew here on You Better You Bet, our executive producer, the great Scott Lynn, our technical director, the great Bill Matz, our board op, the great Jake the Snake Hassan, and our video producer, God's perfect creation, downtown, Mike Brown. Coming up after us, BetMGM tonight, a four-hour live betting extravaganza with Ryan Horvat, Trista Crick, and Quinton Mayo. Going to be live sweating the Monday Night Football game, NBA, College Hoops, National Hockey League. Great time of year to be checking out BetMGM tonight. Coming up after us, so you don't have to change the dial. I guess if you're on our Twitch feed, you should probably change the dial. But I think they'll be good on Twitch after we're done. So Twitch, YouTube, and all the hashtag plethora of places to watch BetMGM tonight. Again, Quinton Mayo, Ryan Horvat, Trista Crick coming up after us here on the BetQL Network. Just to reiterate, because we gave those out really quickly, the Prop King plays, in case anyone missed them, Heinicke and Russell Wilson over rushing yards. Lockett, McLaurin, DK, talk about square. Lockett, Metcalf, and McLaurin over receiving yards, all of them. Jared Patterson, anytime touchdown, and Dwayne Eskridge, anytime touchdown for the Seattle Seahawks. Now, we have produced, in our time here on You Better You Bet, been doing the show for two calendar years now. We've produced some great pieces of imaging. And by great, I mean great, and some are just absolutely dreadful. The one that we're about to play for you, though, I think is the gold medal winner. Actually, legitimately, a fantastic piece of imaging for a segment that became wildly popular last year. The essence of it is Ken Barkley giving out his college basketball bets for the next day. We call it overnights. And we're not going to guarantee that these bets are going to win, because some of them are going to lose, of course, because that's how the game works. But I think the one thing we can pretty much guarantee, Ken, not in 100% of situations, but this is anecdotal. Like, it's not like I was writing this down.
Well, it's the goal. Whatever you're going to, I know what you're going to say. That's the goal.
a lot of these bets get closing line value. Like, you'll bet these tonight, and then like you'll wake up tomorrow and be like, wow, I have a great number. It doesn't mean that you're going to win. Those bets could obviously lose. And sometimes the number won't be great. Sometimes it'll be the same. But Ken, that's fair to say, right? For the most part, I feel like the closing line value is bountiful here in this segment.
Yeah, every month different, every season different. Last season, a tremendous amount of closing line value on most of the bets we gave out. That doesn't mean it's going to be true this year. You could wake up tomorrow and the numbers moved against us. Other people are out there betting just like we're betting. There are injuries maybe that I don't know about. All kinds of things are possible. But the goal of betting right now. So do you want me to take it away, or do you want to do a little bit?
Well, better? I want you to do it underneath the music. So for the first time in the 2021-2022 season, Jake Hassan, I just checked my watch. I just checked my watch. So we'll do it again. I should have told you beforehand. Jake Hassan, I just checked my watch.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Oh, baby, it's that time of the night. Sit back, relax, and enjoy some college basketball. It's overnights here on You Better, You Bet.
Yes, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Amazing. So the goal of this segment, my daughter just started wailing in the background. First night of overnights, and it's like having a 6-month-old overnight, basically. A lot of crying, basically, and a lot of screaming. So there's a positive and a negative to making these bets. Nothing's for free, obviously. An incredible positive about betting the night before. When the bookmaker puts out their number, it's just you and the bookmaker's number. The number hasn't really moved a lot yet. You're not competing against people that have already looked at those numbers and passed, especially, you know, professional bettors, people that are betting a lot of money on game day. Like, the idea that they all picked through the numbers and that there are so many amazing bets left, just think about it intuitively. It's very unlikely, right? So try to go right to the source, especially if you're not betting very much money. And I think a lot of our audience, you know, a $20 bet, a $50 bet, a $100 bet, these are all like increments that I think a lot of our audience uses. Like, the overnight limits actually will accommodate those bets. So I think betting early, so you're not competing with the smart people, like the smart people will be salty and they want to bet on game day. Great. You, the person listening, like, why compete with them if you don't have to, basically? So like learning about how kind of that works and how the numbers kind of move overnight. And then the next morning as limits increase, I think is really interesting. It's like the positive part of this segment is you can make some bets and sometimes you're going to get crazy closing line value. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. I have no idea how this season is going to go, but as always, I am very optimistic that over the course of the season, we will do that. And that's the goal with betting early, right? Is that you think the number is going to move and you want to get ahead of that move. And that's what we're trying to do by making these bets. Now, the negative really quick, and this is going to happen, I'm sure of it. If we end up having the type of success that I think we are, I'm hopeful that we will have, I won't say that's likely. If we are getting a lot of closing line value, if you're making bets the night before, there are a lot of sports books that don't like people that make these bets, that don't want your action if you are going to bet them. It is possible, depending on the sports book that you are using, that you are going to be limited in betting college basketball if you choose to make these bets and if they go very well and if you get a lot of closing line value. And I would say in general, offshore sports books of a certain type are much more tolerant of this type of action than domestic sports books for a variety of reasons. And this could be like a DGen corner topic later, but just understand, like, go in with your eyes open. Big positive, you might be getting the way best of the number on a lot of this stuff. Potential negative, if you do too well or you're getting closing line value on a bunch of the bets, just, again, warning, keep in mind, you could see your limits cut. You could see yourself not be allowed to bet as much as you were before. And think of that as because you're doing well, because you're getting closing line value, because you're winning. And there's a whole commentary that I could do about that as well. So just a positive and a negative about the segment, but it should be really fun. And honestly, I'm really excited about this season. I have a lot of bets for tomorrow, so I'm going to just start reading them off, basically. For tomorrow, so this would be for Tuesday the 30th. We're going to start.
Can we take a moment here and just be like, this is epic. Like, we are at the start of like an epic adventure right now. I want people just to understand like how great this is and really bask in this, bask in the impending CLV and the fun and the winning we're going to have this year. Overnights. Yeah. College basketball.
I think fun. And also like whether we get the closing line value or not, and man, I hope we do. And whether we win or not, and man, I hope we do. This is like a window into a part of the process that nobody's doing. Like, nobody does this. Like, we don't see how, like, yeah, you know, when the lines open, like 4 p.m. Eastern, the day before, you're thinking about betting the games. And people like me are out there betting small amounts of money on a lot of this stuff to move the board, as are many, many other people. And then in the morning, it moves again. Just like an idea of kind of how the sausage is made on this stuff, which I think is really, really interesting. Even if you're not making the bets, even if you're just like, well, I just want to follow this because it sounds fun. Just pay attention to kind of how these numbers move and why they move. I think all that stuff's really interesting. So the bets for tomorrow, for Tuesday, the 30th, we're going to bet side and total in Davidson, Charlotte. So really interesting thing about tomorrow's games real quick. Two notes. Basically very few neutral site games, which would be a change from Feast Week, which we just had, which had a lot of exhibition tournaments taking place in a bunch of neutral sites. Not as many, and we're going to see that kind of straight through now. Like, a lot of the kind of exhibition tournaments are over, and the ACC Big Ten Challenge is kind of highlights tomorrow's action. Basically, Duke and Ohio State is the premier matchup. There are other ACC Big Ten Challenge games as well. Anyway, we're going to bet the side and the total in Davidson and Charlotte. 5.5 is the current number in the market on Charlotte. That's what we're interested in each case, by the way, for these bets, because they will move sometimes. Sometimes they'll move against us too, but in case they move in our favor, I'll give you a range, like play it to this. So if you wake up in the morning and the number's been hammered, like, you're not in no man's land, you kind of know what to do. This is a pretty big edge for me. Charlotte 5.5, open 6. It's already moved a half point. I would play this all the way down to 4 on Charlotte. I would also play the under in this game. 132.5 is the number in the market right now. It's been ping ponging back and forth. There's already disagreement apparently about what this should be. I'm under in this game. 131 would be the last number that I would play. So Charlotte and the under. We're going to play Pitt against Minnesota tomorrow, but it has to be +3. There are still 3s in the market. That's the number you need. Anything else, not interested. Obviously, if it moves against us, I would still be interested. We're going to play the over in Rider and Ole Miss. 133.5 is the consensus number in the market. I think there are a couple 133s left too. I would play this to 135. That would be the last number that I would bet in this game. Largest total difference by a mile, and it's already flying, and I really hope I'm right about this because I think it has a ton more room to go. I think, just my opinion, could move against me, could do whatever. The total in Texas State and Rice, to me, is crazy. So it opened 145. It is by far the largest total move so far, and the total has been open for about an hour. 143 is the number. I would play this to 138. That's the last number that I would play under in this. It's always fun when I have this big of an edge. This is the only one tomorrow where this is true. Am I right or am I not? It's always like a fun test. My opinion, I would get in right now. Let's see what happens. It's already moving a lot to the under. That makes me feel pretty good. So under 143, and again, like anything 140 or higher, I think it just has to be a bet on the under. Doesn't mean it's going to win, just that I think it's a valuable bet. Wake Forest as a favorite of under 3 tomorrow, I'd be interested in at home against Northwestern. They opened 1, they're 1.5. My number is about 3.5. So 1.5 and 2 would definitely be bets. 2.5 would be like a half unit. So Wake Forest. Rutgers is a small dog tomorrow against Clemson. I make them a small favorite. I would play Rutgers to -1 would probably be the last number I would bet. 1.5 would be pretty close to on Rutgers. And then actually a bet on the side and total, and this almost never happened, in the biggest game tomorrow, which is Duke and Ohio State. My number says bet Ohio State. My number says bet the under, which is kind of interesting because we just watched Duke smoke Gonzaga in Las Vegas. Duke opened a 3.5 point, well, between 3 and 3.5, depending on where you went. It's still 3. 3 would be a bet. And then 2.5 would be pretty close to a full unit bet. And then I would stop on Ohio State. The under opened 148. It's basically still there. Would play it to about 146. That would be the last place I would play that total down. Not where I was expecting to end up in that game. I like Duke's roster. I think they're awesome. I think they might win the title this year. But number says bet Ohio State. Ohio State has also been pretty good. Beat Seton Hall. So Ohio State and the under in that game. So to recap really quick. Charlotte, and I won't do the numbers, you'll have to go back to listen to the ranges. Charlotte and the under against Davidson, Pitt, the over in Ryder in Mississippi, the Texas State Rice under, we'll see. Wake is a small favorite, Rutgers is a small dog, and Ohio State and the under against Duke. And that's the first overnights.
Ken, are you excited? We always call Ken your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper. Are you excited to see, like, I feel like a lot of people are going to love Ohio State tomorrow.
I don't know, man. I feel like a lot of people are going to listen to that and be like, no, like Duke, where they just have to win. Basically, they just did. Anybody watch that Gonzaga game? That Gonzaga game was really fun, by the way. And it was fun to see Duke be good in that game. But
what's the next biggest game out of the games you gave out? The next biggest game? Like, none of them really, right?
Well, Purdue, Florida State, probably for sure. Because
what's the bet you gave out there?
I didn't give out a bet. Oh, in the bet that I gave out?
Yeah.
I mean,
Pitt, maybe?
Rutgers, Clemson, probably. Yeah, it's a Pitt, right. Minnesota. Nah, I mean, yeah, Rutgers, Clemson, I guess. There isn't that one. That's the right answer.
And that is the season debut of overnights here on You Better, You Bet. And that caps off a really eventful show. P squared, B squared for week 13. Dave Damashek joined us. Some Lochmas, some college football, and just a massive, massive power hour with all our bets for tonight. There are a lot of them. Ken, looking forward to rolling this back. Hopefully we have some good luck tonight with our bets, especially the Seahawks. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Terrific Tuesday, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern here on You Better, You Bet.
Felt really good to do overnights. Felt really good.
God bless you, brother.
Oh, I didn't put the hat on. I got to do the hat tomorrow.
So. We'll do it tomorrow. BetMGM tonight coming up after us. Quentin, Ryan, and Trista.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.